Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Discount Suit Salesman.
Mr. Discount Suit Salesman.
When the suits from London, Milan, or Paris just won't do, where do you go? Bangladesh.
Play that sitar.
Your suits are made with the finest fabric available. Looks like all that was available was polyester.
I'm never gonna wrinkle.
Talk about craftsmanship. Go ahead, talk about it.
Money where your mouth is.
The suit makes the man, you say. Makes him look like he's out of work, we say.
Look at me.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. 42 Irregular. Your suits drape beautifully. Because at one time, your suits were drapes.
Mr. Discount Suit Sales.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to week two in review of the RBFFL. And this week there were an enormous amount of injuries and in key positions. And I think that you could say that they're going to have a lasting impression on the outcome of the season. And who knows, the injuries may not be over by any stretch because no preseason, players look like they're a little bit under-practiced, so it's going to make for a pretty wild year. We're going to jump into the week two games, start off with a very high-scoring, very close encounter between the Maulers, scoring 154, defeating last year's champions, the Wipeouts, 147. And great, if you're going to score, you know, 150+, you're going to have points across the board. And there were 29 for Ryan. He had four TDs, a good amount of yards. They still couldn't pull off the victory with a very ordinary attempt at stopping an onside kick from Dallas. Cook had 14 with a rushing TD. Minnesota don't look fantastic. Smith-Schuster had four. 15 for CeeDee Lamb. Good input there, 106 yards. Higby had 32. He had three TDs. Interesting to see if he can keep that pace up. Chubb had two TDs and 124 rushing yards, 29 points. That was good. And Evans, 104 yards, a touchdown for 24 points. Special teams had seven. On the bench, Mostat, 20 points, but he is injured. And he looks like he's going to spend 2 to 4 weeks on the bench for San Francisco. Herbert, he actually played a very interesting game because he wasn't expected to play. Tyrod Taylor had an injection to actually help with pain in his ribs. They had to rush him to hospital. Herbert got his start and played very well. So that was kind of the bench highlights for the Maulers. As I said, defeating the Wipeouts, 147. Jackson had 17. He had a touchdown, rushed for a few. Hasn't quite lived up to last year's billing. Jones, on the other hand, if anyone thought that this guy wasn't going to be a top five running back this year, they were just wrong. He had 52 points, two touchdowns, 168 rushing yards, a receiving touchdown, 68 receiving yards, and one of his receiving catches was just outstanding. Hopkins had 15. He had a touchdown. Lockett had a touchdown. He had 15. Goddard was disappointing, and so was Brown. Both them 3 and 4. McLaurin, he looks good. He had a touchdown, 125 yards, 26 points. Special teams, Tucker was good with 17, but the Bills -2, unexpected. And that kind of was like, there's only 7 points in this. The bench, Fitzgerald had 5, not much there. McKinnon, 13. Take away kind of the quarterbacks because they usually score pretty well. Robbie Anderson, 11, at 109 yards. Hunt had 24. He had two TDs. So there were some players there that could have filled in to get the win, but not the case. Another high scoring close game was the Cows getting home 134 against the Dockers 129. Just 5 points in this game. And it was a close one, that is for sure. Let's go through the Cows. Rogers continues to be impressive. 18 points with two touchdowns. Okay, first injury. Barkley out for the season. He's going to IR. And the report is he did the trifecta, as they call it. ACL, MCL, and meniscus. He won't be able to be operated on for at least 4 weeks, maybe six. And the hope is that he will be back for training camp, but unlikely before then. That's very, very disappointing news. Hill had 24 with a touchdown. Two touchdowns for Ridley. Continues to be very good with 109 yards, 33. Cook had a touchdown on Monday night, and kind of that was enough to get the win. He had 10 points. Brown, he looks good. John Brown, touchdown, 20 points. Hockerson was disappointing. It's kind of Detroit for you. He had six. Special teams had 21. On the bench, Edelman had 22. As I said, take away kind of the quarterbacks. Smith, Juno Smith, 26 with two touchdowns. He's definitely a tight end that might see some time in there. Not much else. But they did have the 5-point victory over the Dockers. Dockers looked good. Josh Allen looked very good. Four touchdowns, 417 yards, 41 points, really good. Sanders is back, had a rushing touchdown. He had 14 points. Robert Woods had a rushing touchdown for 8. Corey Davis thrown in there. He had a touchdown for 12. Mark Andrews, very disappointing. He just had 2 points. Melvin Gordon had a touchdown. He had 17. Kirk, he didn't do much. And that could have been that position that was the difference. Because special teams did very nicely to get 30 points. And on the bench, there wasn't a lot, but Devontae Parker got the trade, kept him, really, instead of Kirk. That's a difference there. That's a win. So it's a shame that they couldn't pick up the victory. It was the Cows that won in the end. Another high-scoring game. Not as close, but still, it was close until really the Sunday night game. The Crabs, 122, defeated the Costanzas, 106. For the Crabs, Mahomes was very, very good. Two TDs, 300 yards, 34 points. Gurley, not so much. He had six. Adams only had three. He had slight hamstring stiffness. Could have come back into the game, but they were winning so easily that decided not to. Metcalf had a touchdown, a very good touchdown, 24 points. 18 for Kelsey. He had a touchdown and 90 yards. Eckler, again, rushed for almost 100 yards, 55 receiving yards. He had 14 points. Deontay Johnson, he had a touchdown, 18 points, special teams. 11 for Gostkowski and minus 6 for the Titans. That's an experiment gone wrong. On the bench, Ingram had 13. Thompson had 11. Gibson had 11. Not that much to report about. For the Costanzas, just fell short. Wasn't because of Dak Prescott, 43 points, 450 passing yards, a touchdown, and three rushing touchdowns. Big score. Drake had 8. Little disappointing. He's been disappointing all week. Jones, hamstring issues. He's questionable this week. He had 2. Dropped a sitter in the end zone. Beckham, 19. He had a touchdown on Thursday night. Henry, 8 yards, but not really, no touchdowns. Edwards-Helaire, back to earth as a rookie, just had 6. Mike Williams had 1. Special teams had 19. So what could have been with the Dak Beckham, scoring. On the bench, again, just eliminating the quarterbacks, and they have quite a few of them. Connor had 22, dropped Maybe he'll get back in the lineup. That was a difference maker. And there was not much else. So the Crabs win the divisional matchup against the Costanzas. And we'll talk about kind of where everybody's at as we get to the standings. Okay, the last two games were pretty easy victories. Well, before I get to the last two easy victories, there was another close game. Not as high scoring, but it was a close game. The Mudcats win 94 over the Budgies 85. For the Muddies, Stafford had 13, he had two touchdowns. Montgomery scored a touchdown, 21, nice points there. Marvin Jones had a touchdown for 11. Keenan Allen had 9. Waller was very good, 103 yards and a touchdown, 24 points. Jordan Howard, interesting inclusion. He had 6. Chark had 8. Special teams had 2. So that could have been disastrous. On the bench, Tyler Boyd, 16. Besides obviously taking out the quarterbacks. And then the Steelers, way better than the Cowboys. Steelers had 14. They defended the Budgies, who did have more points this week, but still not really enough. Watson, 12. He had a touchdown. Not much for a quarterback, though. Kamara looked good, 2 touchdowns, 95 receiving yards, 28 points. T.Y. Hilton just looks slow. Looks like the game's caught up to him. He only had 2. Amari Cooper was solid, 100 points on the dot. He had 15. Ebron, 4. Not so good. Marquise Brown, 4. Not that great. And Kupp, 5. Not that great. 15 for special teams. On the bench, Gage had 13. Jonathan Taylor, 21. Could be a start. Robinson, 22. Look good, both of those, as we like to say. Difference makers. But it was the Muddies beating the Budgies. The Hamsters, 115, defeated the Devils, 61. For the Hamsters, Wilson had 34, 5 touchdowns. Yeah, that's pretty good. Gore had 6. Diggs, 29 with a touchdown, 153 receiving yards. Smith had 8. Taquan Smith for New Orleans. Ertz, 4. Hasn't been that solid. James White. Now, this is really unfortunate. If you haven't heard what happened, James White's parents were in a fatal car accident. His father died. This happened on Sunday. And his mother in a critical condition. He left the team to go and be there in Florida. Very tragic situation. Harry had 7. Looked good, but 7. And special teams, very, very nice. 27 points. On the bench, Fournette had 30. 2 rushing touchdowns, 103 rushing yards. It could be difficult to play week in, week out. But as we like to say, has to be considered, but will be difficult to kind of pick week in, week out. Easy victory over the Devils. This one was never really close. Brady had 4, he had an interception and a fumble. Not that great. Elliott had 13, he had a touchdown, also had a fumble. AJ Green had 2, Gallup had 5. Fant had a touchdown, 16. Mixon had 8. Ruggs didn't score. And Ruggs now having played as a rookie, he's now in the lineup, you would have to say. But special teams had 13. And nobody on the bench had more than 10. Now, Jacobs looked very good. 88 rushing yards. He had 9 points, but none of those would have been difference makers. And, the Devils, they need Elliott and Mixon to do way more than that. Final game we're going to cover is the Queens 100 defeating the Frio Finns 43. Let's look at the Queens. Murray, 29, looks great. Looks really, really good. Johnson back down to earth a little bit, although he played a very tough defense. He had four. Thielen on a team that could be a little hot and cold. He got three. Robinson, similar type scenario. He had three. Hurst looked good with his first receiving touchdown in Atlanta, had 19. Fuller didn't get any stats. Looks like he's been injured again. Definitely hamstring problems. The guy is so injury prone. Moore had 17 with 120 yards and scored, with a lot of catches. They were in catch-up mode. Special teams had 25, which is pretty good. On the bench, Carson looked great, 19. I think he has to be a serious consideration as a weekly starter. Gesicki had 27. He looked very, very good. 130 yards with a touchdown. The touchdown was a great catch. Not much else. For the Finns, they looked, as we went into the season, extremely promising. It's a long way to go. Cousins minus 8. Not sure whether Cousins is the answer. We will look on the bench there. McCaffrey had 2 touchdowns and 19. However, the second touchdown got a high ankle sprain, 4 to 6 weeks, most likely 6. And it's just a big, big loss. McCaffrey's gonna be a massive loss. Watkins, 1 point. Campbell, out for the season. He didn't score in that game. Ingram had 6. The New York Giants looking surprisingly weak. Or maybe that's not a surprise. Henry had 8. Didn't get in the end zone again. Cortland Sutton, 6. He's out for the season. He's done the trifecta as well. ACL, MCL, and meniscus. That's a tough break. So just on the starting lineup, McCaffrey's out. Campbell's season, Sutton's season, and Watkins is very questionable. We're going to have to look at the bench. Kittle may come back this week, but they won't rush him. I suspect Kittle actually is going to be at least another week, could be 2. Wentz makes me wince. 7. Keenan Cole had 14. It's just not a lot. At least the Ravens look good. This is a huge concern for the Finns. Huge concern. Let's just hope that they can do some trades. They'll be in the pool, I suspect, very aggressively this week. We'll see how that pans out. Let's go to the standings. And in the North, both the Maulers and the Queens are 2-0, both look good. Last year's Super Bowl champions have got off to an 0-2 start, which, you know, is never good, but you can come back from there. You only really need to go 7-6, you'd think, to get a wild card. They've been scoring fairly well, been scored big time against them. In the South, the Cows are 2-0 against the Dockers, 1-1. Both of those teams are scoring well. Finns now 0-2 out the gate. I'd say it's going to be a battle royale for the Spoon this year. And I think they may be right neck and neck with the Costanzas in the East, who have also got off to an 0-2 start. The Muddies are 1-1. And the Crabs, last year's runners-up, they are 2-0. Got off to a very nice start, scoring well. Still got players to come back. They're coming back this week. In the West, the Hamsters are 1-1. The Devils are 1-1. The Budgies are 0-2. I think it's a 3-way tie between the Budgies, Costanzas, and the Finns for the Spoon. Now, there's a long way to go, but the scoring of those three teams is pretty low. They're gonna have to do something pretty quick, and it most likely is gonna have to come in the form of some aggressive trades. We shall see. This week, things don't get a lot easier because the Finns play the Wipeouts, and that's gonna be a tough one. Costanzas have the muddies. That's going to be a little closer than you'd think. The Dockers play the Maulers. That is a very good matchup. I'd say that that will be a close one. The Queens play the Cows. That always is a huge rivalry and will be no different this week. The Budgies play the Hamsters. The Hamsters, as always, are very competitive. They need to score a little bit more points, but they should do it pretty easily against the Budgies. And in what is a huge ongoing traditional rivalry, the Crabs face the Devils. That will be a very, very interesting matchup. So that's the week. It's been a very interesting one. Lots and lots of injuries. Quite a few of them affecting one team, the Finns. Although the Cows were not unscathed. Hopefully this week we'll see less injuries. Good luck, everybody, and bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Supermarket Produce Putter Outer.
Mr. Supermarket Produce Putter Outer.
You have perhaps the greatest job known to man, squeezing giant melons all day long.
Love those squishy melons.
When women come in looking for squash, you say, perhaps I can interest you in my giant zucchini.
That ain't no zucchini.
Day in and day out, women step on your grapes, and you don't even flinch.
Oh!
Is that a banana in your pocket? No, it's a plantain.
Muy, muy grande.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh king of the kumquats, because if one guy has to fondle our plums, we're glad it's you.
Mr. Supermarket Produce Putter Outer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.